We find ourselves struggling with different challenges. Sometimes it's with Lashon Hara, other times it might be with bad midas, controlling our eyes, shmiras anayim, and so on. Our approach is usually to address these issues head-on and try to make Kabbalas in that area of Avodas Hashem. We accept upon ourselves an hour of the day where we'll focus on not speaking about other people. We promise ourselves to be patient in certain trying situations, and we stay away from places and things that can lead us astray, and these are all necessary and the correct approach. But we also have to address the source of the problems. The roots of these issues always lie in a certain lack of amunah. If we would elevate and strengthen our amunah, these struggles would become vastly easier. We would have the backbone and inspiration necessary and motivation to stand up and overcome our Yetzirah. It would make that choice so much clearer for us. Imagine if we truly had that thought accompanying us always. Hashem is here. Hashem exists. He's watching. Then we would have a real feel that Hashem created us. We are His creations. And how much easier would that make it to make the right choices? In order to begin this process of teaching ourselves Amunah, let's turn to the most celebrated time of year when we work on our Amunah, the night of Pesach, Seder night. The Pasuk commands us, V'haya ki yishalcha bincha machar, when your son will ask you, you should answer. So Svarim explained that although this refers, of course, to a literal father and son, the mitzvah of saying, Sibrit Yis Mitzrayim, within ourselves, we also have an internal father and son. Our minds, our seichel, plays the role of the father, who teaches the heart, who's called the son. The language used is halev mevin, understands, right? Now, the word bina has its roots in the word ben, a son. How does the mind teach the heart? So one of two ways, either through thinking and contemplating concepts until they become deeply rooted in the hearts, or through speaking about the concepts and discussing them aloud. That causes them to find their real source, they become entrenched within our heart. This Avaida isn't limited to the night of Pesach, of course. We have to work on our Amunah the whole year. On the night of Pesach, we clarify famously, Afilu kulanu chachamim kulanu nevainim kuluna ikulanu yoidim es ha-tayra, mitzvah leinu esapar v'tziyas mishayim. Even though we know everything, we understand everything, we have already learned the Torah, nevertheless, it is still incumbent upon us to discuss Yetzias Mitzrayim. Why? Why do we need to discuss it? Because the wisdom and understanding that resides in our minds, the Father, so to speak, won't make it to our hearts, the Son. That requires a certain measure of simplicity, of making all that we understand into facts that our minds learn, that our hearts learn to accept and live by. It's a mitzvah lesaper, lesaper to tell, but Sfarim say it also hints at the meaning of safir, which means to shine light. Shine light into our hearts and illuminate it with the simple truths of Amunah. But the night of Pesach also teaches us a very important approach to this learning process. We know that Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim has to be done in a question and answer format. Chazal taught us an amazing learning tool with this. If we want to really internalize something, make it as clear as day to ourselves, we need to employ this specific method of clarification through question and answer. We ask a question, although we already know the answer, so why ask the question? But that's the way our heart works. It responds to questions. When we ask a question, what it does is it gives the part of us that resists Amunah, the part of us that's a little stubborn and doesn't want to conform, it gives it a platform. Our question has been heard. It's been verbalized. It gives it validity, and it takes what sometimes is a cloudy thought lurking in the back of our minds, and it brings it out into the open. We then answer the question clearly and confidently, and this shines light on the topic and puts the question to rest. This is an extremely valuable tactic that Chazal have taught us, and we make use of it at the night of Pesach, but we can use it all year long. I remember one of the halacha shiurim I used to listen to with that archaic thing known as a tape deck from one of the Rabbanim in Lakewood, and I noticed that his shiur was somehow very intriguing, and when I started to pay attention to how he was delivering his shiur, I noticed that he employed this method. Everything was posed as a question, and an answer. He didn't just recite halachas. He always found a way to make a question out of it, which he posed to the audience and gave them a moment to think about it. And it really engages the mind in a very different way and is a much more powerful method and much more likely to be remembered.